welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. It's a beautiful time of year down here in Georgia. Some of the nicest weather we get all year round.
Yeah, I think that this is like the best time of year almost everywhere. It just, even here, the fires have sort of died down and this air is clear. Let's move on to the poem that you selected for today. It's quite interesting. Going back to listeners' anatomy class, I don't know if you'll remember that attached to the left atrium is a small, hollow, finger-shaped sac that's called the atrial appendage. It's unclear, at least it's unclear to me, if it serves any physiologic purpose. The left atrial appendage is the primary source of thromboembolism in patients who have atrial fibrillation. A review of studies examining the site of the left atrial thrombi using things like transesophageal echo or surgery or autopsy have found that in patients who have atrial fibrillation without rheumatic heart disease, a huge majority, about 90% of atrial thrombi, are located in these appendages. So this got people thinking about the importance of the left atrial appendage as a source for thromboemboli among patients with atrial fibrillation and whether it should be removed through ligation, amputation, or occlusion if the operator was in there or near there anyways. So this would be particularly advantageous for people who have an indication for anticoagulation but can't take long-term oral anticoagulation because of contraindications. It turns out when patients with atrial fibrillation undergo cardiac surgery for whatever reason, this left atrial appendage is commonly removed with limiting supporting evidence that it is of any help to the patient. Well, Mark, you found a good study from the New England Journal that looked at close to 5,000 patients to examine the effects of surgically removing this left atrial appendage. It attempts to answer the clinical question, by the way, does surgical left atrial appendage occlusion reduce the subsequent risk of stroke in patients with atrial fibrillation?
Yeah, we know a lot of surgical procedures get adopted without a lot of good evidence. And then when a study is done, it often doesn't support the effectiveness. In this case, the procedure is left atrial appendage occlusion, and it has been shown observationally to reduce the risk of stroke and AFib. And as you said, it's done as an adjunctive procedure for someone who's already undergoing cardiac surgery for some other indication. They're getting a bypass, they have AFib, and they say, hey, let's get rid of this left atrial appendage. So this was a study with 4,770 adults with AFib. They all had a CHADS2-VASc score of 2 or higher, meaning they had an increased risk for stroke. Their average age was 71 years, about two-thirds were men, and about half had permanent or persistent AFib. About half of the patients were getting an oral anticoagulant at baseline as well. It was a well-done trial. The allocation to the groups was concealed, and patients and care teams, other than the surgeons and outcome assessors, were masked to the treatment assignment. The groups looked similar. Patients were followed for about 4 years, and the trial was actually stopped early because they saw a significantly reduced stroke rate in the intervention population. Ischemic stroke occurred in 4.6% who had the occlusion procedure, 6.9% who didn't. Number needed to treat of 43 to prevent one ischemic stroke. The reduction in the risk of any stroke was actually similar between the groups, and most of the benefit occurred more than 30 days after surgery. There was also no significant difference in any mortality outcomes, hospitalizations, major bleeding, or MI. So bottom line, surgical closure of the left atrial appendage during cardiac surgery, if you're going to have it anyway, is a way to reduce the risk of ischemic stroke. Since the risk of stroke in the first 30 days after any cardiac surgery is also about 2%, and the absolute risk reduction here was only about 2%, it seems like it would be a stretch to say we should start doing this procedure for patients who aren't already undergoing cardiac surgery for another reason.
very interesting. I hear the 2024 models are coming out without the left atrial appendage. Clearly, listeners aren't going to be the ones doing these surgeries, but certainly when our patients come to us, that's something that we can ask them to ask the surgeons about. Mm-hmm. Again, a small benefit, but it does seem as though it's advantageous.
Yeah, I think it's good for us to know about it.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.